Hello?
Hi there, Keith. This is Ruben
again. Yes, hi, Ruben. Yeah, Ruben?
Yes,
Hello?
Sir?
Yes. Yeah, somehow
it
got me out of everything. Yes? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, I lost
okay.
you on the meeting, right?
Yeah,
were you able to check the website, though? Did this happen after clearing the cookies and cache?
Yes.
Okay. Have you tried, try to go into your website, to your domain?
No, I have not yet. I'm turning that right now.
Okay.
I was trying to see what happened. I was like, where's Ruben? I didn't hear you, so I was like looking around, trying to look through your links and see what happened. But I guess maybe
you just took off, you said. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just disconnected everything.
Yeah. No, I see. No worries. I'm glad I got you back at least on the phone, just so we can check the website.
Yeah, it went up. It's up. It's running.
It's up again?
Yeah.
You cleared it all time?
Yeah. And I just put it in the search bar, the www URL one, roseairco.com. It pops right up. Took a minute or two, like maybe 30 seconds, because somehow it's just a little slow, but it popped up. It's not supposed to do that?
I mean, if it's live, it should, but okay. Let me ask you, does it happen, if you look at it, let's say you do it through the phone. Let's say on the
okay.
phone you try to look at it. Try to open it, see what you get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm doing it through my phone and it's also not working, so that's what I want to check.
Yeah, it's working through my phone. Do you have an iPhone? I have an iPhone. It's working through there. I put roseairco.com by Safari. Yeah, it popped up. Do you have like an Android phone? It's not working, or I don't know what
else.
Yeah, no,
it's Android. It's Android, but for example,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that shouldn't really be an issue. Let me check. Have you talked to any? Do you have anybody there? You know, I can maybe look at their device, because if you have them, more than likely is because, it's safe.
Actually, I have, I can. I have one I'm calling, the phone I'm calling you on. I can try that one and see. It's another iPhone, but it's another phone. I could try to type it in.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's iPhone or Android, I mean, that shouldn't really be affecting us at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to, let me see. Yeah, it pops up on this one, too. On my other iPhone, from the one I'm calling you from, I put Roseairco at the bottom. On Safari, it works.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to talk to my team, right, just to make sure that this isn't an issue on my end. It's really, really odd. I mean, in all honesty, I've never really seen an issue like this, but I'm sure I can go ahead and confirm. Usually, like we said, when things like this happen, we recommend an incognito window. Or incognito mode. Do you have incognito mode on your browser?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't even know how to get there. I've heard of incognito mode, but I don't even know if I could get there. If it would be in the tabs. New incognito window. Yeah, I have it up here for my on my computer. Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it with a new incognito window, and then just type in the website. Sorry?
Just hold on. It popped up.
It popped up?
It says, yeah, it did. It says, on the incognito thing on my Google, it says something about blocking third-party cookies. That's on. I don't know if that's something, but other than that, it worked great. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no, I mean, as long as the website is good, that's great, right? That's the domain that we're promoting.
I just went on, like I said, Ruben, I went on, you've gone incognito. It shows, Chrome won't save. The activity might still be visible, too. It says block third-party cookies. When on sites can't use cookies that track you across the web, features on some sites may break. I have that on. And if that's right, I put in the URL at the top of the screen and, whatever in the bar, and it popped up. So
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, then the website's good. Then the website should be good. I will be keeping an eye out, right? Regardless, I would recommend. I would be checking with you, but you know, on my end, like I said, that's why I showed you right through the screen sharing that it wasn't really coming up. So that's a little strange, but you know, if you check that it's good and that's perfect, right? We would just need, like we said, we would just need you to send us pictures of your work, either through email or uploading it to the dashboard, one of the two. And like we said, just help us get new reviews, right? In regards to Google Guaranteed, we are already working on the setup. One last thing I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with the regular Google Ads, Keith?
No, I don't think so.
No? Oh, okay. I'm going to send you a few screenshots on what that is, right? A few examples. But essentially, like we said, on Google, there's a few sections. At the very top, what we recommend always is Google Guaranteed. Now, for your type of services, you know, especially in Arizona, there's the sponsored ads, right? So, like this one here, I'll just send you a little image at least so you can see what I'm talking about. By the way, did you get a code from Yelp right now through text?
Well, I'm not. Oh no, through. Oh, you mean through my phone?
Yeah, through text message.
No, I did not. Wait, hold on. Maybe I did. Hang on. Okay. Let me see if I got something. Let me text through. No, I just got your image you sent me. No, I did not.
That's it. Okay. So you see the image that I send you that it says sponsored up there with those ones?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So those are called Google Ads, right? So on the internet, these ones, they take people directly to the website. Have you tried them on the past on your own?
No, but I've gone to Google and I've seen sponsored, and I always wondered what that meant. I just usually skip past that because I was scared to actually touch the link, and maybe it was something weird that said sponsored. You know what I mean? I wasn't sure. So usually I thought that was like weird. So I always, when I would go to a website, I go down the screen till it said, it didn't say sponsored, like the first one or second one, whatever website I was looking for after that. And I would do it and I would feel better. But I have seen that, yes, but I had no idea what it was.
Gotcha.
I've been seeing that
for
years.
Those are businesses. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those are essentially businesses.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Well, that's in case you ever want to try them out. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying every time I would do that through Google, you know, and type in something or, you know, my business or something, and I would see Google, sponsored, I always passed them and didn't want to click because I thought something was weird doing that. So I would just go past it, and the one after said, the first or second one, whatever, one down the screen where it had my website, didn't say sponsored, I clicked on that. But, yes, I have seen sponsored. So what does that do, Ruben, you said?
So these are basically businesses that are paying Google, right? At Google, they have, you know, different tools as a platform, right? And now, if you do a search on your own, right, I'm sure you see the same, right? The first, at the top, Google Guaranteed, and then you see those ones that I'm referring to. So for these ones, they're two different types of ads for one specific reason, right? The Google Guarantee is the paper call. Right, where you need to go through that background check, takes 3 to 6 weeks for the setup. And then under that is the Google sponsored ads or the Google ads that I'm talking about. So those are usually ready in 5 to 7 days, right? Now those are pay-per-click and not pay-per-call. So if somebody clicks on it, it takes them to your website. And then from there, you know, depending that the website, you know, is giving them answers and, you know, answering to whatever their question is, it's entices communication, right? So that's always a tool that is available.
I heard you guys were talking about this before. So the pay-per-click is you click on it, they go to your website, and there's a fee for that when they click every time they click or something. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, I mean, basically you set up a budget, right? And then from that budget that you set up, they charge you on the per click basis.
Okay. And you said that one was 5 to 7 business days?
For the setup, for it to be completed, yes.
Yeah.
Instead of the 3 to 6 weeks. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So the one I have, the 3 to 6 weeks, is per call.
Is per call is better. Is absolutely better. Yes, I mean the objective, there's two objectives for the Google Ads, right? The Google Ads is one of the factors that Google actually factors in to decide what spot a business is going to have on the map, right? Like the reviews or how old the business is, you know, even if it's paid exposure, it's still exposure, right? So there is a certain relevancy to, you know, investing in ads. So it helps us with the spot on the map. And then on top of that, you know, that exposure, like the example that I showed you, you know, we usually anticipate an actual lead within 5 to 8 clicks on average, right? So we know it's a tool that we use as well, right? But that's in case you ever wanna use it. We can either use the Google sponsored ads, or like we said, the Facebook ads that we currently are running with the budget that you have. You can increase the budget there as well if you feel it's necessary. But first, I would customize it. Okay, so I would you know, just put in all of your pictures first, and instead of doing $250 a day, you know, we can maybe think about doing $5 or doing $10 a day, which, you know, as you can imagine, Facebook is going to give you a lot more exposure, you know, so you can get those clicks and they can charge. Mm-hmm. There's just different ways to looking at it.
Yeah. So you said that the pay-per-click would not be the way you would go. You would say that the other one would be better, you said, the 3 to 6 week one?
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me, they should be working as a complement, right? Mm-hmm. However, if you need to choose, then Google Guarantee is the way to go. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But it's, you know, for example, for Google Ads, we work with a minimum $300 budget, right? Which is about, we set it up at $10 a day at a minimum, and there's a 25% management fee from your payment. So let's say the minimum budget, $300. That means $225 would go to Google, and then the rest is towards the people that manage the Google Ads. But that's the minimum, let's say, that Google lets us use to use that tool, right?
Okay.
That's just for your information, right? In case you want to think about that, right?
Okay.
But I mean, at this point, like we said, I would really focus on the Facebook ad that we currently have. We can maybe put a nice promotion as well, you know, any seasonal offers, especially like we said, this is your time of year right out there. So,
For the next lease, winter, you summer and winter usually,
So, I mean, like we said, we'll just keep a look out there so you can send us the pictures as soon as possible, right? So we can help you sell yourself.
Okay.
Alrighty. So at this point, in regards to Facebook, that's the only thing we would have pending, which would be we would need the URL, right? We would need the personal Facebook link for us to be able to send you the invitation. If this one is still, you know, that appeal, Facebook usually, let's say, the appeal works anywhere from 5 to 7 days. Mine, I got mine blocked at one time. Just like yourself, it took about 7 to 10 days in my personal experience. Right?
Yeah.
Mine
was fast. My appeal was like maybe a couple of hour or two. It was pretty quick, actually. I was surprised. They were like, I don't know what the timeline was. Like, they said, I think it was 180 days. So what is that, 6 months? So I was like, that's a long time. But they answered me back with I said, no, I did an appeal. And I'd say within an hour or two, I got an email back and said, hey, we're going to permanently lock you out. Something about integrity guidelines or something like that is what the email pretty much was. So that's when I called you guys.
Permanently out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't want to let me. It wouldn't let me back in. So that's when I called you guys and I said, hey, you know, I'm totally locked out. You know, and I'm kind of, you know, and the other member in my household too, a little bit. We're kind of computer illiterate. So that's when I called you guys and I said, hey, you know, I tried to do an appeal with Facebook and they totally threw me out. So, you know, could you guys, you know, do a Facebook page for me? So that's what I thought. I think you guys did that for me. But that, cause I said, like I said, I'm computer illiterate. But yeah, with the appeal, it was fast. Hold on one second.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, Ruben, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I was on the other line. I apologize. Someone on the other line. Yeah, no, like I said, that's what I was trying to say. I tried to do the Facebook. That was like one of the first steps when I was showing you, you know, do the Facebook. And I tried logging on to Facebook, you know, doing that, and they rejected me pretty fast.
Okay.
They said something about making a selfie by turning your head, and then I did that. And then after that, they said, hey, you're rejected, you know, you can appeal. So I said, okay, I'll appeal. Within a couple hours, nope, we're not letting you back on at all. Our decision is because we've determined that you messed up with our integrity guidelines. So yeah, that was the problem. I couldn't really get on. So I said, hey, with you guys at Local Splash, could you guys, you know, make me a page because of that and because, you know, I'm a little computer illiterate. So
okay. It was created successfully, right? But I would recommend that you create a personal Facebook page. That's what we need to add you, let's say. So that way you can have, even if you know, you don't need to create the business page anymore. Mm-hmm. We would just need you to create a personal account so we can send you the invitation and then you'll have access to the business page, right? And you can actually get the messages from Facebook Messenger from there if needed, if anybody fits.
You're saying that you guys have the Facebook business already set up. You're saying I would have to have my name, like, through a personal email. I mean, through my own personal Facebook account, would you say? Is that right?
We just need you to create a personal Facebook account so we can link you to that business page. And, I mean, no one can see your personal business your personal information,
yeah.
I'm sorry. But it's just for you to have a username and password associated with the business Facebook page.
Yeah, because I have a member of my household. He didn't really want his, you know, what's it called, his photo, things like that, you know, on a Facebook page. So that's why he was kind of hesitant to do it. And I said, hey, you know, I was just looking through Local Splash, and I said, hey, they want us to create this Facebook page. And he goes, well, I've never had a Facebook page in my life. So then he did it for me, you know, but he's like, you know, I just want to do it through the business, and he really didn't want one, but he's like, you know, I just don't want, you know, my personal info, my face, you know, he definitely doesn't want a picture of his face on there, you know what I mean? He just wants maybe a picture of the business. So that's what kind of was going on, and like I said, when I tried to do that, you know, try to get the business profile going, that's when it shut me off, and I tried to appeal, and it still locked me out. I put in a password and everything, I think, if I remember right, but it wouldn't let me in. It wouldn't let me back in at all. So that's when I went to you guys and said, hey, you know, can you make me a business? So you're saying the business one's done. I just want me to try to create a personal one, personal file, profile.
Yeah, that's in case a potential client tries to send you a message through Facebook Messenger, right? I mean, of course, like we said, on the business page, there's not going to be any reference to the personal profile, right? I sent you the profile already, the business page.
Yeah.
I sent it through text, so you can check it out. Like we said.
Yeah, Ruben, is there any way you can get, like, you know, the business profile, whatever you showed me earlier on the website? You said there were two multiple ones, and one was, you said you're going to try to get rid of or something. There's going to be a link to get rid of one, but the other one was valid. Is there any way you can get, like, customer reviews through that page? Or would I still have to try to get a personal Facebook profile to try to get, like, customer reviews through that?
Oh, no. All reviews? We want all reviews from Google, right? So we want all reviews to go to the Google business profile. And then those reviews are reflecting on, for example, I see you have one review from Home Advisor, right? That's Google already basically put two and two together, right? So they put that on. If you get a review on Facebook, for example, then it's going to show up on the reviews from the web section. But the goal is getting them from Google directly. That tiny URL that you talked about, it takes them to Google to leave the review.
Okay. Oh, got it. I feel like I'm kind of confused, but I understand. Okay. So I should, you're saying I should make, you have one for Facebook that's for the business, but I should set up a personal one for more reviews, right? Is that what you were saying?
No. The Facebook, like we said, the Facebook is for you to have access to the business Facebook page. And that way, you know, in case somebody sends out a message on Facebook, you know, through Facebook Messenger, you'll be able to reply to that message as the business, right? That's the that's why we want to add you as a user or an admin or an owner to the page, so you can reply to anybody trying to get in touch with you. Now, they add, we have the call now button set up.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right, Ruben, I'm just trying. Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No worries. So, I mean, just to not make it too complicated, right, because I understand we've been on the phone for a while, but essentially we need from you, we need pictures so we can make the ad better. We need you to start working on your reviews. I'm going to send that QR code that I'm talking about.
Okay.
And like we said, we just need to give Google Guarantee a little bit of time so we can just complete the setup while we are pushing upwards. So if you can help us complement for the map, that's we should have good progress moving forward.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you have any questions in particular for me right now, Keith.
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Again, if you need anything, do let me know. I'll keep a lookout on your account, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have yourself a good day. You take care.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.